Mr. Timothy by Lewis Bayard. Read by Mark Honan. He had no further intercourse with spirits, but lived upon the total abstinence principle ever afterwards. Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. Chapter 1. Not so tiny any more. That's a fact. Nearly 5'8" last I was measured, and closing in on 11 stone. To this day, people find it hard to reckon with. My sister, Martha, by way of example, wouldn't even meet my eye last time I saw her, had to fuss at my shirt buttons and stare at my chest as though there were 2 dew-lashed orbs blinking out of my breastbone. Didn't matter, I've half a foot on her now. She still wanted to be mothering me, and her with a full brood of her own. 6 last I counted. And a well-oiled husband gone 2 nights for every night he's home. Why would she want more bodies to tend? But she does, and old habits, and let the woman have what she wants. So, on this last occasion, I dropped to my knees and looked straight at the sky with that look I used to have. It comes back in an instant. And I sang, "Annie Laurie." And Martha laughed and boxed my ear and said, "Out with you." But I think it pleased her, remembering me smaller. Everything else smaller, too. The iron brace was bought by a salvager long ago, and the crutch went for kindling shortly after. Quite the ceremonial moment. And all that's left, really, is the limp, which to hear others tell it is not...